This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you! Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest is David Martin, the CEO of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. David, I'm going to call this a festival-ette, like a little festival.
It's our mini festival.
Mini festival, so a festival-ette. Can I call it that?
You can. I suppose you can. I'm not going to rebrand it at this stage.
Yeah, David, you're getting some feedback at the last minute. This is Joe, by the way. What everybody wants. Well, feedback after you've created the comms.
Well, it's shaping up to be a fascinating little weekend at the end of the month. And we've pulled together some amazing award-winning films from around the world for everybody. So we hope you'll come.
We have. I'm looking at the dates and trying to work out when I can, because like a lot of people, I think, you know, we haven't been out as much as we wanted to, and certainly as much as we think as we now actually can. So it's an opportunity to actually do some, you know, go and see some films, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, we really encourage everyone to see a diverse array of films as well. So it's an international festival, and it's a really great opportunity to see a range of styles and narratives. And it's really, you know, it's going to be just a round-the-world trip, really. We wanted to give that to everybody at the end of the month, a little one in the lead-up to our November main festival. And we've also got our Pitch Please competition is back as well. So we're giving out a $10,000 prize to a budding young filmmaker, and that ends. That competition closes, the entries close next week as well.
Can you explain, tell us a bit more about that, yeah. I reckon, about the Pitch Please. How do people get involved? Why are you doing it?
Yeah, so Pitch Please is supported through Film Victoria, and we've been doing this competition for a number of years now, and it's basically young filmmakers or any filmmakers of any age really can come in and do a pitch. So we there's an initial written submission to do, and then that gets filtered down to about four or five pitches that we'll be doing live in Rainbow International House Club in Fitzroy on the Tuesday after the festival. Mm-hmm. And the winning pitch gets $10,000 to actually create their film. And that film then goes on to be played at the opening night of the November main festival. So it's a really great opportunity to give a filmmaker a leg up and, you know, shoot them up into the industry.
That's excellent.
We actually had I don't know if either in what's coming up or in the later festival, listeners asked, any films from the Ukraine, David?
No films from the Ukraine. There's films from the Middle East. We've got films from Egypt and Lebanon. There's films from Canada, the UK, Spain, Hong Kong. We've got a film coming out of Hong Kong. Fragrance of the First Flower is from Taiwan. France is featured as well.
Look, there probably will be in the future. It's just, you know, sometimes listeners ask us quite direct and whatever question. Tell us how, you know, choosing the content for this festival, and, you know, do you take into account, David, you know, we're coming out of, we're on another part of our COVID journey. So, you know, have you sort of chosen the films to give people, you know, to perhaps try and change the way people are feeling, perhaps, if that's one way to put it?
Well, I mean, Spiro chooses our films. He's our program director. So I listen to his great advice on what we're doing. But no, I think we wanted to put together some award-winning films and that got released over the summer and after our November festival just gone. And this was, I think people are missing, you know, when we were originally approaching this, we were like, well, everyone really misses traveling. And that's one of the amazing things about queer film festivals is that, you know, you really do get to go on an international holiday through watching these films. So we decided to go purely international this season because everybody's just missing travel. I know I am.
Mm.
That was kind of the main impetus for it, I think, moving into this season.
And David, we've had a bit of a focus this morning on trans issues because of the week that we've had. You do have a trans film in this festival. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, we've got two.
Two? Yeah. Excellent.
We've got two trans films. So Sediments is a Spanish film. I'm really looking forward to this. And this is six trans women travelling to Lyon with an incredible trans class. That film got the 2021 Outfest, got their Special Mention Award, and it's a really interesting hybrid film that blurs the lines between documentary and drama, and these six trans actors are travelling together, and it looks super quirky and a little hilarious, I think. So lots of personal narratives come through this film, and I'm just really excited to see a film with six trans women going on a road trip, to be honest. I think it's going to be really beautiful. And the other one we've got is No Ordinary Man, and this was the winner of the Best Canadian Feature in Inside Out Toronto Film Festival. And it's about American jazz musician Billy Tipton, if you remember who they are. So their career started up in the 1930s. And this is another interesting trans-made film with trans actors retelling the history of Billy and subverting this narrative. So Billy at the time of their career was seen as a woman dressing as a man to further their career, and it only came to light after his death that they were in fact a trans man. So it's a really interesting look at how Billy was able to live some truth at the time, including having a partner and children, but it's this, you know, this really interesting retelling of this, you know, historical narrative about a significant person through the lens of trans people. I'm really looking forward to that one as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there was a book based on that as well, Trumpet, back in the...
Really?
Was a loosely based on the life. It's a bit fictionalized, but it's, yeah. I mean, I think this is definitely... These stories are so important, and we saw this in the Bendigo Festival, actually, the story of trans people in history. And I think it's really important that they are trans stories, but they're also stories for our whole community.
Mm, absolutely. And it's really important as well that these stories are told with agency. So, you know, we really look out for the films that have that factor in it, and we're making sure that, you know, making sure that trans and non-binary and all these narratives are actually told through that particular lens. And, you know, other than the fact that they're amazing, some of them are really interesting take on the actual blurring the boundaries of different like types of films as well. So you've got these docudrama, kind of mockumentary films coming out that are quite meta. So they're really, really fascinating lenses that are coming through a trans lens. It's really, really cool.
And, of course, this festival isn't replacing... It's an addition, isn't it? It's not, because people might be listening and saying, oh, have you just shortened the overall festival? But can you remind listeners when... So we've got this festival and then what's next and then what's next for MQFF?
Yeah,
it's Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Yeah, so this one's on, this is from the 29th of April to the 1st of May, so it's a little long weekend of film. And about a year ago, listeners might think that our main festival was in March, and it usually was. We actually moved the main festival to November. So the main festival dates are, I think, the 10th to the 21st of November now. And we did that strategically so we could catch the international cycle, which happens in winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and release all these films first in Australia. So it was really kind of a bit of a strategic reason in that sense, so we could get those titles in for Australian audiences. But also, you know, I think, you know, the first part of the year so jam-packed full of other festivals as well. We want to give the queer calendar a bit of breathing space, and now we're kind of kicking off that summer festival calendar.
This is excellent. David, we have to leave you here. Can you just quickly, how do people book the tickets? Give us the website and then we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah, sure. It's mqff.com.au. Everything's on sale now. Get your memberships redone. Memberships renewed now, last until the main festival in November, so they're both inclusive, and it's going to be a fabulous weekend, and we hope to see you all there.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.